Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 64 on Expedition the Card Game. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Man YouTube channel, along with my kind of sporadic at this point podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So first off, I just want to apologize. I did go on about a week hiatus there where I wasn't coming out with episodes. Usually I'd have 2 to 3 episodes over that span, but I just couldn't find the time. And after work some days, I just wasn't feeling like doing episodes. So I didn't really want to push that on you guys. And basically the best way that you could help me want to do more episodes is by like, subscribing, and sharing. So if you could do that, it would really help a lot. And again, I do apologize. I'll try and keep everyone informed if I do take any more breaks. So with that being said, what is Expedition? So Expedition is the role-playing card game, and basically there's a couple of ways that you can get your hands on the game. One of which is you can go to expeditiongame.com and you can buy a set of the game, which is about $30. Another is that you can literally just go to the website and download it and have it printed at a print shop, or if you have a good printer at home with some cardstock, you can get it that way. I personally went ahead and I just printed it up on some normal paper, and we played our rounds that we played with it with normal paper. And essentially what it is exactly what it sounds like. It's a role-playing card game. So essentially, it's all based on D20 type dice, and it kind of plays similarly to how you would expect kind of interactions to go with Dungeons and Dragons, except for the combat and things like that is very streamlined. So I'll give you a little bit of a run through some of the things that I like and disliked about the game and some of the improvements that I think could be made, and additionally maybe some house rules that might be good to add. Overall, I just do want to say that the game was very enjoyable. The round that we played, which was like kind of a standard adventure, took about 1.5 hours for 5 people. They quote that you could play a game in about 20 minutes, and I kind of don't think that's possible, but I mean, I guess if you are doing just like a singular quest, it is, because they do have a tutorial match, and in the tutorial match, that does take anywhere from like maybe 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how many people you have playing. So maybe that's kind of what they're basing this off of if you're doing like one round of interaction and that's it. But I digress. Let me tell you a little bit how the game's played. So initially you start out and you choose an adventure. Now, they kind of loosely tell you how you could choose an adventure. It's not very clear whether or not it's random or you choose it from the pile, but we went ahead and we chose random characters for ours because we felt it would be more fun. And essentially, once you get your adventure, on the adventure it tells you what type you are, if you're like, you know, a melee type or a range type, or you use magic or music, which are the 4 types of basically damage or spell types or action, I believe they call them ability types, that you can use inside of the game. So out of these 4 abilities, you get a certain number that you can go with. So for instance, I played like a ranger last night, and with the ranger I got 6 ranged abilities. Now, it was a little bit weird because there's only, I believe, I want to say that there's 10 total ranger cards inside of the game. So there's the possibility that if 2 other classes have ranger abilities, that you draw the entire deck and you're out of ranger cards. So really, that's kind of unbalanced at that point, because unfortunately, there aren't that many cards. So essentially, you have to just drop one character and re-choose a character if that ends up happening, or make up your own ranger card out of nowhere, which I suppose is possible, but it just kind of like not great design in that specific case. And now magic, on the other hand, has a ton of fucking cards, so you never run out of magic. I would imagine that we didn't run into the problem with melee, we didn't run into it with music either, so those abilities seem like they're safe. And unfortunately, it just seems like it was overlooked for the ranged spells, so the ranged abilities just don't seem to have enough depending on the characters that you end up choosing. So that kind of leads me more towards that you shouldn't be playing with random characters, you should be playing with whatever your party selects. And if that's the case, then that kind of makes it less fun in that aspect, but I can understand it. So with that being said, you choose your abilities, and a kind of interesting aspect of the game is you play through on your phone, and the phone kind of allows you to go through and, you know, basically play your quest. So the way it reads that it should be played is that every time that you have to hit next or continue forward on the phone, you pass the phone or device to the next person, and that person continues reading from there. And while this can be fun, it can also be not very fun, because not a lot of people like to read out loud. Let's be honest, I don't really like reading out loud, so it's kind of a wacky dynamic. I think that I'd prefer just one person taking control over the device and then reading off from there, but at some points inside of the game, everyone needs to have hands on the device, and I'll tell you what that is right now. So basically, once you get into combat, there are combat cards that are selected. They're monster cards, if you will, and those monster cards are told to you by the game, by whoever wrote the campaign. It can be any number of different cards. In our specific campaigns that we played, it was undeads, and those undead were pre-selected. We pulled the cards out. They had a certain amount of life. They had a surge skill, and that's all that they have on the card. So essentially how it plays is that all the adventurers get a round where they get to go ahead and they get to choose one of their abilities. So everyone draws three cards out of the ability pile. With those three cards, without looking at them, a timer is started. A 10-second timer that allows you to look at those cards and choose what action you want to do. Everyone has to put their finger on the phone to let the phone know that everyone has chosen. And if you go over that timer, then there's a penalty of some sort. Now, we didn't actually get to go over the timer, but I believe the penalty is going to be like you get a quicker surge round. And the surge rounds means that the monsters themselves get an action, basically. They get to hurt you a little bit more than they would have in the normal round. Now, what happens is you choose your abilities, and then in any order, you can go ahead and use the abilities. You can use loot at any time during the game. And it's kind of like a loosey-goosey kind of thing. Like, if you retroactively find out you could do more damage, you can go ahead and go back on it, because the whole point of Expedition is to actually have fun with the rules. So, you know, incorporating house rules and things like that is to be expected. It's to basically have fun and not have to worry so much about it. So it's kind of like super metagaming, if you kind of want to call it that. Now, once you go through and you have your round done, then depending on if you kill monsters or not inside of the round, the game asks you, and then you get dealt damage to you as an entire group. It's not split, it's just like damage across the board to everyone. So while I think that's kind of a cool thing to have happen, because it kind of you get a sense of urgency along with, you know, the 10 seconds that you get to choose, then all of a sudden everyone gets hurt and you're like, oh my God, I got to make sure that the next skill that I choose is a little bit better. So essentially, you don't really have time to communicate while you're choosing spells unless you're able to do it like super duper fast, because 10 seconds goes by in a flash when you're looking at these cards. But the thing that they also don't make clear here is that once you've selected these three cards and you go through, and some cards kind of combo with each other, it'll say stuff like, you know, use another ability card from your hand. It doesn't tell you what to do with those cards at the end of the round. Now, being that I've played similar games to this, I just assumed that you discard those extra cards that are not used inside of the round, and they get added into your discard pile, and then once you go through and draw everything out of your ability pile, you shuffle your discard pile and redraw. However, again, they don't state this, so I assume that has to be the case, because otherwise, as you get into the further rounds, let's just say the third round, you would have no cards inside of your ability pile anymore to draw. So you have nothing to choose from. You just have everything inside of, everything's in your hand. You have every spell that you could possibly cast. So that doesn't really add up. So overall, essentially you go through the entire game this way, and you, like I said, get to the surge, and the surge is like special abilities with certain things like the undeads that we played. Some of them get resurrected with half health, and basically it just means more damage to you, the player. So the interesting thing that they also added is that at the end of every combat round, once all the monsters are defeated, or once all the adventurers are defeated, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the end for the adventurers. It just means that, you know, maybe you can keep going with the quest, or maybe you just completely fail the quest. And it can additionally mean that if you defeat all the monsters, anyone that was passed out in that round also goes back up to full health, which is an interesting thing. It's basically kind of not quite leveling up, but it's like taking a rest. So the thing that I didn't like is that if you wish to continue further, then at that point you level up and you start to get more skills. But again, if you were a range class, eventually there's a cap to skills. You'd have no more skills that you can get if the only thing that you could choose is range. So that was a little bit disappointing to me. But overall, like I said, the game was very fun. If you enjoy D&D and you're looking for like a short little game that you can play through, I'd say go ahead and print out the game and try it out. You know, maybe cost a couple bucks to get it printed out and cut. And if you wanted to go ahead and buy the game from them after you've heard or watched some videos on it, I'd say go ahead and support them. It seems like it's going to be pretty fun. I'm actually considering buying the game now or getting it printed on some better paper so I can play it, and maybe writing a couple campaigns to see how it goes. But overall, the beginning campaign that they have, they're all kind of weak campaigns. And honestly, like the verbiage that they use and the grammar that they use is not like very great, and I know that I'm not the best at that, but overall, very enjoyable. I can see why it'd be a fun game to play through, especially if you just do want some kind of like quick game that's going to last not more than like an hour or two. And basically, it's just a fun way to incorporate D&D or to introduce D&D to people that have never played before, because it does have some aspects of D&D, even though a lot of it is very streamlined, it's like a lot of different communication. So I would recommend this kind of game to somebody that maybe they're trying to start DMing for a group and they wanted to write a short campaign to try something out. Maybe we want to see the dynamic of the group that they have to see if maybe they want to play a campaign with these people. This is a very good way to test that. With all that being said, I do recommend the game. If you like role-playing games at all, you'll probably enjoy it. If you're a friend of mine and would like to play, go ahead and contact me or comment down below. And if you have any suggestions of games similar to this, by all means, let me know. Please do subscribe and comment, give me suggestions for future casts, and do share the episode because it helps, again, a tremendous amount. Again, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.